The school board in Cranston, Rhode Island, is expected to decide Thursday whether to go to the Court of Appeals over a school prayer. The city's high school has long featured a banner with the words, "Our Heavenly Father." Well, last month, a federal judge ordered it removed, and the ruling has prompted an angry backlash from residents. Elizabeth Harrison from Rhode Island Public Radio has our story.
There are not many 16-year-olds with a police escort at school, but until recently, Jessica Alquist was one of them. She sued the city of Cranston over a prayer in her high school auditorium. She says, as an atheist, it made her feel alienated.
Like, I was really taken aback and a little bit, like, hurt by it because, you know, it is entitled school prayer, and it really does kind of make you feel like you don't belong if you don't believe in a Heavenly Father.
Our Heavenly Father is how the prayer starts, and it ends with Amen. In between, it urges students to work hard, be good people, and achieve in sports. As she waits for cheerleaders to gather for a practice, coach and recent graduate Janine Hansen says she thinks the words that bothered Alquist are no big deal.
It's stupid. You have your opinions. Cool. Keep them to yourself. It's four words in the whole prayer. Four words. Like, stupid.
The school board had the option of removing those four words, but decided not to. That's because many Cranston residents protested the idea of changing what's been part of the high school since the early 60s. Jessica Alquist has gotten death threats. She's also been criticized by her own state representative, Peter Palumbo, on local talk radio station WPRO.
What an evil little thing. A poor thing. And it's not her fault. She's being trained to be like that.
Alquist says she's most troubled by internet threats and what her classmates have been posting.
This one really upset me. This girl must be so unloved to want to get negative attention from everyone. Yeah, everyone talks about you because you're psycho.
The strong support for the prayer banner might seem surprising in a state founded on the principle of religious freedom and the separation of church and state. But Rhode Island is also the most Catholic state in the country. And in Cranston, the state's third largest city, everyone seems to be talking about the prayer.
How are you? Hey, honey, how are you?
A local florist has been selling T-shirts with a reproduction of the school prayer. As she buys two for her children, parent Marlene Palumbo says she thinks the prayer should stay.
It's freedom of speech. I really don't feel as if that there's a concern with it. It's not religious in any way at all. And, I mean, the banner has been up there since my mother went there. My mother went to Cranston West.
Another parent, Nicole Pelosi, agrees, but she questions the risk of spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees if Cranston loses the appeal.
I don't think it's worth the money. Not when the city's in trouble and people are in trouble and the taxes just keep going up and it's crazy. However, it's a staple of the school.
That's exactly the dilemma that the Cranston School Board will face as it votes on whether to appeal the judge's order that the prayer banner be removed. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence, Rhode Island.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.